bunch of cannonballs, damaging your mandibles. A 9-6 of dynamite with clicks through your camera phone. Yeah, stand alone, talking like you're nuts of stone, but when the blade is shown, got you changing up your vocal tones. Meat cleaver penetrating your wife, Peter, my line's crazier than the one for Jordan Sneakers.
All right, thanks, man, for joining us doing the podcast.
Of course, man, of course.
Now, are you still follow MMA?
Of course, yeah. Big time. Not as much as I did back then when I followed it more when, like, UFC was, like, you know, like the Matt Hughes was in it. Like, you know, probably like the early 2000s, I was, like, really into it. Now, I'll just, like, I'll watch it when it's on TV, you know, like when they're, like, the free ones. And I'll just get a pay-per-view when it's, like, a big pay-per-view.
Yeah, like the New York one?
Yeah, like the New York one, or like pretty much, I hate Conor McGregor. I respect the hell out of him, but I will watch all his fights just watching to lose.
I can't stand the guy, and if you've listened to prior podcasts, I just don't like him. I think it's too fake to me.
Yeah, and the thing is, he has, like, I mean, everybody in the UFC is a real fighter, but put him up against the wrestler. Put him up against, Khabib.
Oh, I know.
Dude, he would get murdered. I mean, look at his jiu-jitsu, I think, is very amateur. His grappling is amateur, I think. And, like, look at what Diaz did to him. And I think Diaz would win the next time around, too.
It's weird. The guy, he mostly throws one-twos. And when he does throw one-twos, he extends himself like crazy. When Conor does throw a left hand, that left hand does not come back for, like, two or three seconds.
He's got that punching power, and I respect him, too, for going up to, like, 170 and not being afraid to fight anyone. That's awesome, but put him against a wrestler, and I think he's done. Like, look at the Chad Mendes fight. Chad Mendes, what, was he on, like,
2 weeks notice? 2 weeks notice.
Yeah, and he won that first round big time, and then all of a sudden he gassed. And McGregor gassed too big time.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we now know that Mendez was on the gas because he's been out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And the thing is, too, with, like, McGregor, it's just, like, he's picking his fights now. He's picking the best matchup.
I'm guessing that hope Nurmagomedov ends up fighting Ferguson and Ferguson winning, because I don't think.
No chance Ferguson wins, though.
I don't think so either. Ferguson's weird, though. He's got.
He's got like a very funky style, but like Khabib, man, he's like grizzly bears, man.
Yeah, there's videos of him wrestling grizzlies and shit.
Yeah, like he's just on a different level when it comes to wrestling. Like, I don't think he's undefeated, man.
Yeah, and that's kind of rare.
Can stop him. Yeah, nobody can stop him. I just think he's gonna. I think he can do whatever he wanted to. McGregor can't wrestle.
Yeah, well, when Pride got bought out, I really took a step back from watching everything. Just because I liked Pride. I liked the aspect of it. The freak shows was great.
It was great. It was great entertainment.
And, you know, talk about...
They could all do steroids there, too.
Yeah, they do. That was in their contract. Just go ahead.
It was in their contract, man. It's like, we do not test for steroids.
Yeah, but you know, like, they would make... You remember when they had Vanderlei fighting Mark Hunt and Crow Cop and...
Well, do you know who Vanderlei's fighting in the Ryzen?
No, I didn't hear.
Oh, he's fighting Crow Cop.
Oh, he's fighting Crow Cop?
Oh, yeah, and... Oh, I think it might be in January. I could be totally wrong, but they're doing a tournament, Pride Style. It's actually, I believe it's the same owners or part owners who own Pride. Right. They own Ryzen.
Right.
And they're doing a tournament, like Pride Days, and Vanderlei and Crow Cop get a bye, so they're automatically in the semifinals. So they're fighting, and I believe it's at heavyweight. And Crow Cop looks jacked.
I bet he does.
So they're obviously, they're definitely on the juice.
Yeah. Dude, Vanderlei and Crow Cop are both nasty on the juice.
Oh, yeah. You can't stop them.
Vanderlei is one of my, if not my favorite fighter of all time. Just because, I don't know, Fedor has that mystique Fedor's kind of fucked his career up.
Yeah, he did. He should have retired. That's what should have happened. When you're fighting Maldonado and you're getting your fucking ass whooped, like, he should have lost that fight.
I heard, I heard about that fight.
Yeah.
And avoided it.
Oh, I watched it. It was brutal. It was brutal. It was so brutal. And the thing is, like, it was in Russia, so they didn't stop the fight. The fight should have been stopped. If it was here, if it was in the UFC, it would have been stopped.
Man.
But, you know, it's Russia. That's their pride and joy. So,
and Maldonado's, I mean, like a blown-up middleweight.
Yeah. He's not. I mean, he's a good boxer, but he's not on Fedor's level. And, that's the thing with Fedor. I think Fedor will always be, in my mind, one of the best heavyweights and one of the best fighters ever. But you kind of lost a little bit when he lost those fights.
Yeah, like, the Bigfoot Silva one's the real one that I'm like, oh.
That's the one. Not the Verdum fight.
No.
The Verdum fight, whatever, man. He got caught.
And Henderson, whatever.
He got knocked out. But the Bigfoot, man, he got mauled.
That's not good.
No, that was like, you love Fedor and you want him to win, but you're like, oh, jeez, man. I would hang it up. Hang it up. If you hung it up after that, you just say, all right, man, he had a great career. He got older. All the fighters get older, and that's what happens, you know?
So were you at the Bellator where he came out, or were you at the one before that?
I was at the one before that. Oh. I wish I was at the one where he came out. Yeah, he's fighting Mitrione, I think that's a bad matchup for him. I don't, like, dude, he should be fighting at light heavyweight. He's going to keep fighting.
He came out in the sweater.
Yep, came out in the sweater looking all roly-poly.
Yeah. Well, that's why, probably two sweaters.
Yeah.
No.
But, man, it's just kind of sad. He doesn't need to fight anymore. You know, he's got money.
Here locally, he came here once, Kansas City. He actually went to Memorial Hall, and he did a exhibition grappling match with Musasi.
Yeah.
Before Musasi, went to UFC. And we went to that.
With Gegard?
Yeah. It is as bad as I'm making it sound. They would.
Really?
Yeah. I still have pictures of it and stuff. We might have video of it, but.
Oh, my God.
It was just an exhibition grappling match, and they would let each other take turns, like judo throwing each other.
Yeah.
It was weird. And then, like, at the end, like the 5 minutes of the dog and pony show. He just kind of let Fedor get his arm in an arm bar. it was like, whatever. But we went to that just to say, hey, Fedor's in the same building.
Oh, yeah. He's been up here a couple times where you can meet him at, like, Dave & Buster's.
Oh, yeah.
They had, like, a thing last year. But I didn't go just because I was like, whatever, man. I'm not staying in line to meet Tito Ortiz and fucking Fedor. But Musashi, man, I can't stand that dude. I just don't think he's that great.
Yeah.
I think, like, I was at the fight at Foxwoods when he fought Jacare for, what, was that their third time they fought? Second time? I don't know.
Was it a strike Jacare, force?
No, it was Bellator. But no, I mean, it was UFC.
Oh, okay.
And I think they were the main event, and Jacare choked him out second round.
I like Jacare.
Maybe first round, I don't know. But it was like, he just made it look silly.
Yeah.
But, like, Musashi, he's been talking shit, which is not like him.
Right.
And I just don't think he's that good. I think, like, he fights a top low guy, he gets murdered.
Yeah. Well, with McGregor doing the white Floyd Mayweather shit, he's making, like, everybody have to come out and...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Talk shit.
Well,
just Chael to get
started
friends.
That, man.
Oh, and so he's Chael amazing at
started
it.
That. Yeah, he's the one who started it, but McGregor kind of took it to a new level.
Yeah.
But, like, hey, man, McGregor, if you're going up to fight at welterweight against Woodley, you're going to get murdered. Woodley, that's, like, a whole different level, man.
I think Woodley cuts from in the 200s.
Oh, when Woodley walks in the cage, he's like 205. Seriously.
Yeah.
He's a beast. And I think he would get pretty beat up by any of those guys.
I think he would.
Even lightweight. The Alvarez disappointed me so much.
Y'all, I know.
I was like, what are you doing? I thought he was going to wrestle him and stuff.
Oh,
and it
I
was
know.
Just like, it was embarrassing. I was like, wow, all right.
He was just winging punches off balance, and it was
He just looked like an amateur in there.
I think the moment may have got to him, whether he wants to believe that or not.
Yeah, I mean, you're fighting in New York. I don't know. Maybe he couldn't take the pressure, but that first punch cracked him, and that was it.
Yeah, it's,
you know.
Yeah, who do you like nowadays?
I like Cerrone. I think
Donald Cerrone's my favorite American fighter nowadays.
Yes, he is badass. His whole lifestyle I like about him. He doesn't give a shit. He's real. I like Anthony Pettis too.
You met him, right?
I met him. Yeah. I met him and he was really cool. I like the Diaz brothers, obviously. They're probably my favorite too. But like Cerrone, Diaz, Pettis, that whole weight division is pretty stacked too, the lightweight division. Mm-hmm. And I think if McGregor fought any of those guys, if he fought Cerrone, I think he'd get murdered.
Yeah, I would think that too. It's becoming, because I don't even see a whole lot of talent except for McGregor throws straight punches.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, give him that.
Yeah.
And he sets down on him.
Don't forget that Cerrone beat the shit out of Eddie Alvarez too.
Oh, I know.
Like that. And like, I don't know. It's just a weird thing. And I think Alvarez might have got a little lucky, but what's his name? Rafael Dos Anjos?
I thought Dos Anjos would beat Alvarez.
Yeah, I did too. But look at him now. It's like ever since he got knocked out, like that's one of those things. Once you get knocked out, you're not the same. And look at him. Who did he lose to? Ferguson? Is that his way?
Yeah, that was a weird fight. Ferguson's a weird
fight. That was a weird fight.
That's a weird fight to watch.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought he was going to win that for sure, and he lost. And I don't think Ferguson's that good.
Well, and then Ferguson was stupid. After the fight, when they said, who do you want next? He's like, oh, no, I'm out. Or Viva La Mexico, I'm out. It's like, man, that's not how you do things nowadays. If you want,
no, not anymore. Yo, Diaz versus McGregor 3. Diaz going to come out on top.
Well, it's weird that Diaz chokes him out first fight. Second fight, that was razor close to me. I don't think that was obviously McGregor.
No, wasn't it a split decision anyway?
Or a majority decision. I think maybe one was a draw and then
yeah.
Then McGregor acts like he just won the Super Bowl after barely beating somebody. And they said, oh,
yeah.
Revenge.
Yeah, fight him again. No, I would actually like to see fight is Nick Diaz versus McGregor.
Yeah, he's the
main. I think Nick would put him in the place. And I think Nick would get in his head.
He's the meaner one.
Yeah, he's ruthless. Dude, when Nick Diaz laid down against Anderson Silva,
right.
I mean, come on, that fucks with your head.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, it's just nowadays it's hard for me to get behind a lot of guys because a lot of the champions. I'm not a very big Stipe Miocic fan. I don't really care.
Nah, me either.
Light heavyweights, great. It just seems like nothing's happening at the moment because Jones, Cormier, and Johnson, who would want to fight those guys in real life?
I mean, yeah, but who else is there? Who else is a good fighter outside of those three? They're not good fighters. They're all good fighters, but who outside of that can make them run?
Oh, not they many. They said Bader's fourth. He's not under contract, but he's not beating
Bader
any
got
of those
murdered
guys.
By Johnson. Bader got murdered by Jones.
And Cormier. Like,
and, yeah, all of them. Like, yeah. Easily, too. So it's like, you know.
Well,
fight Rashad? Did Bader fight Rashad and beat him?
I'm sure he did. He'll be coming out in Bellator in a sweater in a couple months.
Oh, yeah.
Bader will definitely get a sweater and just. And he should.
I'll give you one of them sweaters. Oh, yeah, definitely. Dude, I'd rock that sweater, no doubt.
Is there muscle sweaters?
I'm sure there is.
You need to get on that if there isn't.
This should be my clothing line.
See you on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Pitching the muscle sweaters.
I gotta get me a muscle sweater, man.
is it too cold, but you still want to show off your guns?
Dude, I'll just walk out with a shirt off. Fuck it.
Might as well. But yeah, so definitely, I still love MMA. It's just, it seems like the fighters are a little more bland than they used to be.
Well, another thing too is like back in the day, like in the early 2000s, it was like, I think we get overloaded with all of the events they have. There's like an event once a week, which is great, but there's not great events every week, you know?
Like the one on as we're recording.
Right now, they're down in the background with, I don't even know who these fuckers are.
Yeah, well, it was a lot harder to get into the UFC when there was a UFC every 2 months.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was definitely.
I mean, the fighters are all a lot better.
Right.
But it's not the same, man. So, like, the thing, too, like, with GSP, like, let him fight if he wants to fight. Rework his contract. It seems like UFC is, like, cutthroat now, too. They don't have your back.
No.
You know? They don't have your back. GSP did so much for the company. I'm not even a fan of GSP.
Right.
But I want to see him back in it. I didn't like his style of fighting because sometimes it was boring. But, like, dude, let him fight. Like, dude, sign his contract. He made guys a lot of money.
Well, he was arguably, after Liddell, he became, like, their biggest star.
Yeah. Yeah, so, he did. And the thing is, like, his last couple fights, he looked like shit. Like, I thought he lost against Johnny Hendricks.
Yeah, when his face was all mashed up.
Oh, yeah, and that fight against Condon, too, where he got head kicked and all that stuff, into it. He wasn't that into it, and it seems like he's ready to come back, but, I mean, he doesn't need the money.
No, apparently, like, I guess he does good on his outside ventures, but I guess he made a lot of money in UFC, too.
Yeah, dude, he was in a Captain America movie, and he's in some other movies, too. I mean, you know, going from USD to that.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's the goal.
Yeah, that is the goal.
But yeah,
why Connor should get out soon.
He should.
But let me tell you one thing. Connor's not a real champion. The reason why, you gotta defend your championship at least once to be a real champion.
I don't think he's going to.
I don't think he is either.
But
if he gets three belts, I mean, I can't say much more.
Yeah, I can't either. It's so weird because
he's not gonna.
I talk to my fighting buddies. I'm like, am I wrong about this guy? And they're like, no, he's kind of an anomaly. Like, he's really, I mean, these are guys that have fought. They're like, when you look at him, he just doesn't look to be that good, but he's always winning. So, I mean, how much longer can you?
Yeah, I know. How much longer can you doubt him?
Yeah, because.
But the thing is, the Jose Aldo fight. That's kind of a fluke in a way, because he like ran into the punch.
You know those fights people think is like super impressive, and it is. I mean, a knockout's a knockout.
Oh, yeah.
But that's never happened to him before or since.
Dude, he went undefeated for what, 10 years? He only lost 2 fights his whole career.
And UFC's now jacking him around, so it's kind of UFC's real
which
weird.
Which is fucked up. Which is really fucked up. That's the thing. They treat once you fall, they don't help you get back up.
And Bellator is backed by a $1 billion company, so I wish Bellator would pluck even more people that they can.
Oh, they will. Well, what's a huge thing is Rory McDonald going over there.
Yeah.
And did you watch the Benson Henderson Chandler fight?
Dude, that first round of that fight was insane.
Holy shit! He beat the shit out of him. But I was actually surprised it was a split decision.
Oh, that he came back. I didn't think it was split.
I didn't have Henderson winning that fight, but Henderson did come on. He came on too late, but it was an awesome fight to watch.
Oh, no, it was good. I mean, now Henderson's like 1-2 in Bellator or something like that.
Which is really sad because he's better than that.
Yeah, well, they said he's going into the service or something, so this will be his last full year of fighting, which that's
what?
Yeah, he wants
really?
To. Yeah.
What, dude? You're like 32 years old.
How did that work out for like Pat Tillman or whatever? Like, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
Pat
Tillman got capped.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. But they said that's what he's going to do. You know, who knows if that's really going to happen? But they said, 2017 will be his last full year because he wants to.
I don't know. He seemed pretty jacked up though after the fight. Like he was like ready to go again.
Yeah, licking the blood off of his gloves.
Yeah, with BJ Penn, which. There's another person who should not be fighting anymore.
Well, yeah, he's supposed to. becoming
he's like, he's like ruining his career, because at one point you're like, he's, you know what, when I lost hope and beat the attempt, it was after he fought DST the second time, when they threw in the towel.
Oh.
And he got murdered. And I was really, I believed in Penn before that. I was like, dude, Penn's going to take GSP this time. And then ever since then, it was just like, oh, well, no, he did come back to the lightweight, right? Or that was after.
Yeah.
He was the lightweight champion.
Yeah.
No, he was the lightweight champion.
And then he was Frankie Edgar's punching bag for a couple fights. That was just
hard
to watch. Fights.
Yeah. It was just like, dude, you're not the phenom anymore. Like, you know?
When
the thing is, he was so talented. He's such a talented dude, but he just I don't know, doesn't give a shit.
Well, I wonder how much of that coming from a wealthy family hurts that, though.
Yeah, I don't know. It's either you want it or you don't. You know, it seems like Nick Diaz beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, I know.
That's a perfect example right there. Someone who came from nothing and someone who came from everything.
Yeah, there's a,
that's how it turns out.
I read that Misha Tate, when she, that last fight, because I guess she retired, but she said that after the first punch she took, she was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm done. Fuck that, man. If someone punches me in the face, I'm going after you.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I've spent a lot of time at heavyweight, so if someone punches me in the face, I'm probably.
Yeah. True.
They'll wake me. I'll watch the video and be pissed, I guess, but.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, man.
But yeah, you know, MMA still, I think, the greatest sport. It's really ruined a lot of other sports for me.
Oh, I won't even, like, I grew up on basketball. That was my sport.
Yeah.
Like, I was in high school. I was, like, I thought I could have played college basketball. And that was my sport. But as I got older, like, it's not the same anymore. It's like, I just can't get into it. Like, I don't like, it's not the same. Like, the Jordan era was my era, Allen Iverson and those guys. I love watching them. But, like, now it's not the same. And that kind of goes for MMA, you know?
Yeah.
But I like MMA. I will always like MMA over any other sport. Like, that's my sport to watch.
It's hard to hate a fist fight.
Exactly. No matter what, I'm going to be into it. You know,
yeah.
I respect it. I respect the people that do it. But, dude, I think that is the hardest sport ever to do in the most skilled sport.
Do you
punched in the face, cut in weight. That's serious shit.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever wish that you would have got into it?
If I was younger, I would have definitely got into it.
Yeah.
But, like, by the time I got into it, I was in my early 20s. And, you know, like, that's too late to get into it, really.
Well,
you're in your early 20s, because there's these, well, at least now it is, because all these guys have been training since they're, like, fucking 7 years old. Jiu-jitsu or taekwondo.
Yeah.
Like, I did taekwondo as a kid, but, like, I definitely would have done it, but, like, now, obviously, I'm too old. I don't have the skills to do it. And you got a family, and I have a job, and stuff like that, you know? So it's like, why would I throw away everything to go get punched in the face by someone who's been doing this for at least 15 years?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, not only that, like, I started training probably a little bit before I was 16. And for the longest time, all Missouri had was amateur MMA. That's all you could do for a long time. And then, you know, it got regulated. And then there's no money in it for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not
going
to take.
There's no money. Look at the UFC prelim guy. They're making like $5,000.
Well, yeah, and that's way up from years before, though.
And the thing is, though, but the $5,000, that's not just going to them. That's going to their trainer. And all the expenses they had to pay for that. So they're really not getting that much money at all.
Oh, no, it's horrible. It's...
Yeah.
It's really not a not a guarantee like major sports are. You know, if you make an NFL preseason team and get injured, you're probably coming away with $800,000 if you're a...
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
At least, and don't forget, you're probably getting sponsorships from other people too, because you're in the NFL, even if it's a local sponsorship. Say you come from a small hometown, you have a small hometown, and they have a car dealership, and you do a commercial for them, they give you a $30 car or something like that, you're making money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can parlay it into other opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, for sure. Yeah, I doubt if you're buying, like, Tank Abbott's used sedans or anything like that, you know what I mean?
I would not buy Tank Abbott's used sedan. But I got cigarette burns in it and shit.
But, yeah, I don't, UFC, I mean, just even getting into that would take way too long to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
And now, they're looking for people like, what's his name, Sage Northcutt.
Oh, man.
They're looking for someone who looks good and good at fighting so they can market them.
Yeah.
Like Jose Aldo.
Yeah.
Jose Aldo. If he wasn't good, no one's going to market that guy. It's Scarface, man.
Yeah, he's got to cut up his cheek.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's the thing, which is kind of sad about it. But, like, look, Khabib, he's a perfect example.
Yeah. You know? He even
that
said
guy should. He should be champion.
He made some good points after his fight, too.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear what he said to Michael Johnson? He's like, give up now.
Oh, yeah.
He's telling him to give up in between while he's beating his ass. Give up. He's like, come on, just give up. It's time. Like, dude, crazy.
So, yeah, it's definitely, I don't know. I always flirt with getting back into it, but I'm like, man, do I really want to start at like the $500?
Nah, it's not worth it, dude. Plus, you have kids now, family, and like, you know, isn't it much nicer not getting punched in the face?
Well, dude, at heavyweight, or even if I cut the light heavyweight, it's still.
Have you ever thought about coaching?
No, me and some people ran a school probably about 9, 10 years ago. But the boom didn't happen at that time yet, right?
Right, right.
And we just got into a bad situation with money because it was costing a lot. And still karate schools are starting to get phased out and stuff.
Yeah.
So I actually, on my property, I have a... If I could find the right insurance for it, because I have a huge, like...
Yeah, I know. You told me. Don't you have, like, 20 acres, some shit like that?
Yeah, it's close to that. But there's,
that's
like...
That's fucking nuts.
It's
nuts, man.
Yeah, it's...
I'm going to squat on your land.
Yeah, and own my shit. I won't even know you're there, and you'll legally own my shit.
I will legally own an acre of land.
Yeah, but I have a building that's kind of up from... the house, right? It's just for some reason it's on the far side of my land, but it's a huge 3-car garage, like bay. It used to be like a convenience store in the late 70s or something crazy, but
oh, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, so it's big. And I always was like, well, if I could get the right insurance, because you know, people, man, I'm gonna, you know, smack them in the nose, they'll try to get something off you or something.
Oh, hell yeah, dude, it's insane. People our whole generation now. Or pussies, man.
Yeah, we're about to talk about that when it comes to music. but I've always thought about that idea. Like, it's weird because I went to a pro wrestling school and I'm like, hey, I want to learn pro wrestling. And pro wrestling is another thing that, hey, you're going to be wrestling for $5 until you make it. Yeah. But
let me tell you, though, that is, a lot of people make fun of wrestling. That's probably one of the hardest businesses to get into.
It's brutal.
That's just no joke. No joke. Being on the road that long, you know, being away from your family, and the shit. Okay, yeah, the punches are fake, but those falls are not fake.
No, and you're falling a lot.
Oh, you're falling a lot. You're constantly injured. You're probably taking pain pills, all kinds of shit.
Well, Chris Benoit agrees.
Well, I think Chris Benoit was on a little bit more than pain pill.
What's he up to nowadays?
I don't know, man. He's just chilling underground.
On my property.
Yeah, he's in your property right now. He's putting the nooses up.
No joke. I'm opening a school, guys. Come on in.
Come on in. Come on. It's called Chris Benoit.
His special guest trainer.
Yeah.
But no, that's probably what I will do. It's still maybe.
You should.
Yeah, that's probably what I will do. Because, I mean, I have the experience and, you know, just. I think it's definitely a young man's sport, though, because. Definitely,
oh, yeah.
Definitely
sure.
A young women's sport, because if you're a woman wanting to get into it.
Oh, yeah, because it's right now. All right. So the women's sport is equivalent to like the early 2000s when people started getting into it.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
If
and,
that.
And it's really cool, though, to see it, because I was like, when at first I was like, oh, shit, women are going to be in the UFC. I actually really enjoy the women's fights. And some of those fights are better than the guys' fights, you know?
Well, yeah, they're not the big guys' fights, but some of these
no,
the prelims.
Like, you know, some of the fights, like if you got fucking Cyborg out there, that's a good fucking fight.
Oh, I love Cyborg.
I do too, and I think Cyborg would fucking murder Ronda.
We'll never see it.
No way. And you know what? She shouldn't fight her. Ronda shouldn't fight her. I think Ronda's going to have a hard time with Nunez.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people are actually calling Nunez.
But I'm not. I think Ronda's actually going to win and take her down just armbar.
Yeah, well, or grind it out just to win.
Yeah, but I don't know. Should be interesting. But
I'll have
like,
to go back and look at other Nunez fights, because the only one that comes to mind is the Tate fight. And now I
yeah,
wonder,
that's
and
actually
then I,
the only one I saw.
Yeah, and now I wonder what Tate even had left.
Yeah, right. Well, she had something left because she was champion. So you're riding high. You're definitely riding high. And the thing, look at all Misha Tate's fights. I never thought she was that good. She was always getting her ass whooped
yeah.
in the fights. And then, like the Holly Holm fight, she was getting her ass kicked, man. And then Holly Holm like gassed out or something.
Yeah.
At the end, and ended up choking her out with what? There wasn't even much time left.
Yeah, it was fifth round, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just don't think Misha Tate's that good, and I think Misha Tate is going to soar as, like, an analyst on Fox or something like that. Because she's cool. I like her. I just don't think she's that great.
She's cool. Her
she's
man
an early fighter. Like, she's an early fighter, and her skills aren't equivalent to the fighters that are coming up now.
Yeah, she just needs to get a new boyfriend, and then I'm all in.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking tool. What, is it Brian Carnway or something?
Oh, Caraway,
like
yeah.
Caraway, yeah. That guy, and he sucked that fight, too.
The only thing about Rousey, because, you know, Conor is the new Rousey now that she's gone. It's
oh, yeah.
Kind of the flavor of the year is actually what it was.
Yeah.
But
it's the face of the company, man. Right now.
This is the only difference, because Conor's outdrawing her now, and a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, because it's. He's on huge cards, and I understand that, but I
know I would buy a car. Any card he's on, I'm going to buy.
Right.
Because
and
you want to know why? They're huge fights. He's not fighting like someone like, oh, he's going to murder this guy. Every fight he's fought, like if he's been champion, has been a fight where it's like, I don't know if he's going to win.
Right. Well, okay. So that's kind of my argument is Rousey came in when the women's division was infancy in UFC, right?
Right.
So she got handed opportunities immediately.
Right.
Conor did not. You didn't know who he was until maybe after like
no.
the Dennis Seaver.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he's fighting guys like Dennis Seaver.
Yeah, he fought Holloway early, you know, stuff like that.
Yep.
Like, so he had to work
Holloway
his way up.
Get murdered by him again, by the way.
Probably. I hope that's
I
not the
Holloway's
main event.
That good.
I hope that's not the main
don't
event.
Don't talk shit to Jose Aldo either. Jose Aldo will murder you, man.
But. That's the difference. And remember Ronda on Ultimate Fighter? She was so unlikable.
She's a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
She is. She's a cunt.
Yeah.
Can I say that on this? She's a fucking cunt.
Yeah, and then, yeah, like, the difference is when Conor was on there, yeah, I guess he showed up late and stuff, but he didn't come off all that bad.
No, because Conor is a likable guy. Like, he is a genuine guy. When you see him with the fans and stuff, he is a nice guy. Ronda gives you, like, the cold shoulder. Like, I'm badass, like all this shit. She's just a fucking bitch, man.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
So I'm definitely not rooting for her come December 30th.
Oh, neither am I. I want her to retire. And I don't want to fucking see the remake. Don't remake a fucking movie that's classic like Roadhouse.
That's going to be weird.
Dude, it's going to be horrible. You don't fuck with Roadhouse. Patrick Swayze, come on. Fucking Dalton, you don't fuck with that shit.
Well, is that still going to happen, though? I've been hearing about that for...
No, yeah. I think she already filmed it. I think it's done.
Oh, it's post-production kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm not in the Hollywood scene or anything, yeah. But, you know, I'm pretty sure it's done. And, dude, don't fuck with a classic.
No, so...
And all those people out there, if you don't like Roadhouse, don't fuck yourself, okay?
I don't know if our fans like that or not. Maybe we'll have to review it.
All right, guys, I'm just joking, man. Yeah. Watch whatever the fuck you want.
But, yeah, that's kind of the state of MMA. That's why I kind of wanted to see if you were still into it quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm definitely still into it for sure. I buy it less, and they jack up prices so much. $60 in pay-per-view now. Like, it used to be 50, which, you know, $10 is not a big deal. But you know what? My cable bill is a big deal. So... adding an extra $50 on that is not that great.
Well,
where I can watch it bootleg the second day on the internet.
I used to buy the Pride and the UFC, and this is when I was like a teenager. For $60, both of them would be $30 a piece.
Yeah,
that's
honestly, man. Do you have a UFC TV?
Well, the Fight Pass.
Yeah, the Fight Pass.
Sometimes I get it, then I let it decline, and then I'll get it back.
Yeah, I just re-up mine because it is a lot of fun watching the old fights. Like, because they have everything. Like, it's like a blast.
Like, last month I watched Bob Sapp versus Nogueira again, just because I remember it being crazy.
Dude, Bob, man, he was actually kind of legit at that point.
Well, what is he? He was a ripped 360-pound...
But now when you see him fight, I don't know what he fought probably last 2 years ago or last year.
No. That dude's active, actually.
Is he really? Yeah. He throws the fight.
Yeah, he throws the fight. He's like lost 16 straight or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's stupid. But back then when Nogueira fought him, he was beating the shit out of Nogueira. And then Nogueira beat him.
Yeah. God, he was like doing like tombstone pile drivers to Nogueira and shit.
Oh, and Lil Nog needs to retire.
Oh, yeah. Me and a couple other people already discussed that. That was weird to watch. That was very...
Dude, Lil Nog's only like 21 years old.
Well, he doesn't look it.
No, but isn't he like... He's probably... He might be like... How old are they?
30?
Like 40 now?
Yeah.
Dude, no way.
No, he's like 38, 30? Right?
Oh, my God. They look like they're sick. In fight years, they're 100.
They don't look a day over 80, dude.
Oh, my God. That guy is definitely, he's in a home, man. He is in a fucking home.
Well, he doesn't know where he's at. They just
no,
wheel
no
him
idea.
Out there.
Dude,
which is sad.
He should be fighting. Did they cut him?
Oh, I don't know.
After that fight? They should. Tell him to retire. That was fucking horrible.
He could be an ambassador for Brazil or whatever, honestly. I mean, they're legends, too.
No, his brother
too.
Already is.
Oh, is he? Yeah.
He's working for the UFC. So, I mean, you don't need two Nogs.
No. One, well, you used to... Dude, Little Nog used to be the man, too. It's just sad watching
him. He was awesome. But, like, that last fight, man, against Bader, that was horrible.
Yeah, I actually... My prediction was Bader KO first round, but... I guess I gave Bader way too much credit.
Yo, I don't like Bader, man. I think he sucks.
Well,
he doesn't suck. No UFC fighter sucks.
No,
but I just think he, when he fights someone like Anthony, any of the top three, he has no chance. He looks like an amateur.
Anthony Johnson's scary though, like,
dude, he's nuts. Dude, that guy fought at 170.
Yeah, I remember that.
170, and now he's 205. They're, like, he's been 205 the whole time. How the fuck did he cut to 170?
Oh, I don't. Well, didn't he? He may have missed it a few times, maybe.
Oh, he missed it a bunch of times. He missed the middleweight fight against Vitor at 185. He was like 7 pounds over.
Oh, you bring up Vitor, man. Vitor needs the juice, too. Vitor needs a hit.
Oh, yeah. TRT Vitor. Nobody can beat TRT Vitor.
Good God.
Dude, he should go to Ryzen. Go fight Vanderlei, because I don't like the unjuiced Vitor at all.
No. That's rough, too. He was one of my guys, too, actually. Oh, not like one of my top guys, but he was always awesome.
But he's one of the classic guys.
Yeah.
Well, what about the Wyden fight? The Yoel Romero.
Oh.
Holy shit.
I thought Weidman was going to at least coast to a decision there.
I thought Weidman was just going to fucking take him down and just ground and pound him. But, man, you lost in your fucking hometown by a brutal KO.
Yeah, but then they suspended Yoel for jumping the cage.
Yeah, New York needs to go fuck themselves. That's why.
Why are they starting that already? Like, that's their first
time.
I
think they're just so strict in New York because it's like the first MMA fight. They're just not fucking around. That's why I think they're making a big deal out of it. Like, put people in their place, you know?
Yeah, well, even if it was 6 months, I mean, that's not going to matter. That's about what would happen anyway.
It wouldn't matter anyway because he's probably not going to fight, yeah, like you said, for another 6 months. Which he'll murder Bisping.
I'm not a Bisping guy either. Just because of
I can't stand him. And he's picking his fight too.
He's trying.
Yeah. Dude, anybody would, like, Jacare should be fighting him.
Actually,
Jacare would fuck him up.
I can't believe Rockhold didn't hang himself after losing to Bisping because.
I couldn't believe that.
Well, now the dude's doing underwear commercials and dating that.
Yeah. He's a fucking jerk anyway, man. He's an arrogant dude.
Oh yeah.
You know? And you know, I guess he can be because, you know, he could like whip your ass, but it's just, you know, I just don't like him. He leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Well, so is he so you said you met Tito Ortiz, which one's worse?
Well, I never met Rockhold.
Never met Rockhold.
Yeah, so I can't say anything about him. I mean, Tito Ortiz, he was just like, whatever, man. Like, you take your picture with him, and he's like, all right, you know, like, get out of here. But, like, when I met Chael was like, I talked to Chael, and he was like, he looked me right in the eye. He's like, it's really nice meeting you. And, you know, he made you feel like he actually cared, you know. But Tito, he was just like, you know, go fuck yourself, pretty much. And well, I should have said, like, you know, yo, fuck you, man. Like, you dated a fucking porn star. Your kid literally fell out of her vagina.
Yeah, month seven.
Yeah, month seven. They had to put him back in.
But, yeah, no, just when we met John Jones, he was just zooming through the hall on those motorized scooters with his buddy.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Well, yeah, and all through the casinos. And then, like, out on the strip, another buddy of mine was like, dude, he's way out on the strip on these motorized scooters. I'm like, oh, yeah, because we stayed at MGM. And that's
yeah.
Where all
oh,
the,
really?
Yeah,
really?
Well, no, trust me. The wallet. The wallet got a little.
Oh, I'm sure the wallet got pretty thin after that.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, so like Greg Jackson, we met Greg Jackson. We met Ariel Helwani. Didn't you meet him though?
Yeah.
Didn't you meet him, Helwani?
Yes, I did. I got a picture with him. I met him. I met Weidman. I met Liddell. Pettis.
Oh, the Pettis brothers. They fought on that card. They roamed the casino too.
Did they? Sergio, did they both win that fight or did they lose?
No, Pettis lost to Barboza and Sergio won the last prelim. Like, it was boring as shit. He beat.
I mean, I think that's real. Like, that's a hard thing when you put brothers on the same card. It's good that they get to train together and stuff, but, like, if one loses, that probably takes a lot of juice out of you, man.
Well, yeah. Well, Sergio was first, so he won. And then.
Yeah.
Barboza. But that wasn't, like, a big loss. Barboza kind of just kept him at Disney. And Barboza's no joke.
Barboza's no joke, not a bad loss, but Pettis is no joke either, man. Yeah. I think Pettis, unless you, hey, you want to know who could beat the shit out of McGregor? And the reason I say this because they beat Pettis is Clay Guida.
Oh well, yeah. If he didn't,
I think he could beat him.
If he didn't do stupid shit,
I hate Clay Guida. Yeah, but I think he could beat him.
Yeah, it'd be a bad style
match. I don't think McGregor could beat Clay Guida.
Well, yeah, if Guida actually shot in immediately.
Oh, yeah, and he would. He would.
I would
He's
hope.
He's a smart fighter. He's smart, but nobody wants to do that fight.
But, yeah, so John Jones, we ran into, I would say, no less than like 16 times just because we were in the same like hotel hallway. And he would do like he would do like dips on the escalator just to kind of, you know, look at me like that's a big deal.
Dude, that guy cheats on his wife all the time.
Oh, yeah, you should see. Well, have you seen his wife though?
Yeah, she's hideous.
They definitely met before he was anything.
Oh yeah, she looks like an old man's nutsack.
But yeah, so, I mean, all the pictures he gets from the girls, you can tell it. I mean, he's a, you know what I mean?
Oh, dude, he wasn't all the times, all the times he got in trouble, he was, like, with a different girl.
Oh, yeah, that's why he's always trying to flee the area. And
yeah, but she's not going to, his wife's not going to leave him. Don't you leave that, you know?
Unless you know lavish, for, yeah, I know.
You got a lavish lifestyle, who gives a fuck?
All the cocaine you can snort?
All the cocaine? Dude, fucking, you can do whatever you want. Dude, John Jones should be in jail. You left a scene. You did a hit and run with a pregnant woman.
Yeah, but he's...
Drugs were in the car.
Yeah, he's got that Bible verse tatted on his chest. That's a good guy.
Dude, I got to get it tatted on my forehead then.
Then you can do whatever you want.
Yo, God forgives everything.
Yeah, you just got to put it on your skin.
Yeah, I'm definitely, that's my next tattoo.
Right on the forehead.
right on the forehead.
Sponsors are going to love that.
Oh, yes, they are. Need a one stand of ground, feel the words and all stand down. Local subsea and red, choose your words, cause y'all